It's not a vote to change.
I mean, just so you guys...
Motion to reconsider just means you're going to reconsider it. You may just go ahead and go the way you're going.
I mean, because this is so...
Are you on? I'll make a motion to reconsider the health benefits.
I second.
Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Okay. Now we can talk about it again.
Now we can
talk
about it.
At least I can talk about it again.
You didn't want to be left out, did you?
Well, it was such a strange deal. Okay.
Anybody want to start? Okay, I'll start.
You can.
I have, what I've got Vicki looking for right now is our loss experience. And I'm curious of how we've come out. Let me back up. Cox has given us a 4% increase to maintain our regular coverage.
The current coverage, right.
So I would assume that our loss experience was not good, or they would either left it at zero, they would have not raised our rates, or they could have even lowered our rates if our loss experience was less than what they expected. Does that make sense?
Our healthcare costs may have increased by 4%.
The national average.
Okay, that would be
what Vicki had said was the national average was healthcare costs raised 6% across the country. So to see a 6% increase for the same coverage from a commercial, from a group coverage is not uncommon, just because the coverage
the same work,
for
the same work. Experience,
right?
Okay,
and that was not related to. And she didn't bring up, and that's a good question to ask her: did our losses exceed what Cox thought? But once again, since we're back into the discussion, I don't know why we would. That's part of my thing is, in a time where we are trying to save money and cut budgets and all that, to pay more for the same coverage. That's why I've been adamantly against staying with Cox, or at least the same plan, just because of the county doesn't need to pick up $70,000 and us make each employee pick up.
Chuck?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, there she is.
You got everybody here now.
Okay, well, and I'm looking at this because I cannot find the one page that I'm needing.
Vicki, let me tell you where I'm coming from. And
okay.
We just had this short conversation. But my question is, and Jim reminded me that you had mentioned that health costs on an average nationwide has gone up 6% since last time. And
now, Vicki, is that correct? Did I understand that correctly from you?
No, probably what you heard me say, the trend, but it's basically, and that's health costs, that's what trend is, but it's normally gone up 12 to 15% nationwide. That's the average cost of medical cost itself is what they project that goes up for the year.
Okay. Well, here's where I'm coming from is okay. Cox raised has given us a 4% raise on same coverage. Mm-hmm. And so I'm thinking, well, evidently our loss experience was not low enough. They had to pay enough expenses that they didn't feel like they could afford to continue our coverage at the same price, so they raised us 4%. So that's why I'm asking what our loss experience is. And as Paulson mentioned just before you came on, there's lots of other reasons, coverage going, costs going up and those other things, but loss experience is part of it, so that's why I'm asking that question.
Okay, that's a good question. And I was thinking, there's one sheet in the very front part of it where they show us what the loss experience was, and I'm not finding that sheet, but I'm working it from a different direction, so hold on here.
Did our claims exceed our premiums paid?
I think it did. That's what. But I was okay for the experience period. You paid in $1,563. Well, $1,563,299, and I'm trying to see here where our claims paid. Okay, pharmacy paid was $180,253. having to get this from a different spot here, so just hold on. And claims paid on the medical parts, $1,068,504. Not giving you cents.
Okay. So our premiums exceeded our costs.
No, hold on though. There's two parts here. So that's that one too. We actually have the PPO and the HMO. So making sure I get both of those together.
I didn't write those numbers down. Do you have those numbers?
It's $1,068,504 on the claims paid on the medical.
Is that yes. HMO?
Is that HMO or PPO?
That's the HMO.
Okay. HMO.
Most of your people are on the HMO.
And our pharmacy was $180,253.
Uh-huh.
And that's both?
And that's on the HMO.
Oh, that's on the HMO.
Yeah.
And our premiums paid were $1,563,299.
$1,563,299.
And is that the HMO or everything?
No, that's everything. They combined that one.
Okay.
And then thinking. Different too, because I'm not seeing the two different sheets this time. So if that is the case.
If that's it, they made, over 300,000 off of us, so they shouldn't be concerned.
And that was part of my question.
That would be a total of $1,248,757 for the claims paid out, and you paid in $1,563,000. Now, I don't think that's accurate, but that's all I found at this point, so.
And there's only nine. There's only nine on the PPO, isn't there? Just only nine people?
Yeah, there's just very few.
I mean, the numbers on that are very, very limited. Isn't that right, Dixie?
Okay. Wait a minute. I think I found this thing. Okay, they're showing premium.
It would have to exceed $314,542 for them to have lost money.
Yeah, so they didn't lose on that one.
What was the PPO? I'm sorry.
The other thing that seemed to make sense to me was our loss experience was surely we didn't cost them more than they received, or their competitor Mercy in this case, using our loss experience, wouldn't have come back with a bid of the same rate.
Well, exactly. The thing that Mercy did, basically, the only thing that Cox would have in there that Mercy doesn't is claims that have already been incurred but were not paid during that benefit period. You mean like somebody was in the hospital but the claim hadn't been paid, okay?
I see.
Mercy would not have that. And Cox would figure that into the renewal, but that's the only other thing.
What were the PPO losses?
I didn't find them listed out here separately, guys. I was looking to see, and I don't, maybe they did put them all together in there. I tell you what, can we hang up and let me just look at this real thoroughly and then give
you
a call back?
That'd be great.
Call the main commission office number and they'll transfer you down.
Okay, I'll do it.
Thanks,
Thank
Vicki.
Bye.
Okay.
While we're in this discussion, I'm going to also look at what's been presented to us here this morning by
Connell.
Mr. Connell. It adds to the confusion that I have about the whole process of how, when I voted to go ahead and we had a 2% cut, I voted because we got the cut, and now I see that we have a possibility of a 0% from the Cox plan. that's in this letter that's been presented to us this morning. Well, then I have...
Can I interject? Can I just... Chuck, is it all right to have Tim kind of explain the letter? That's the first I've seen. Is that possible?
I don't see why we could.
Okay. Tim, do you mind coming up? I mean, this, you just gave us... You dropped a letter off, I guess, this morning to the commission office.
Yes, it is.
So for those who don't know, is Acres and Arning, it has our current health benefits. Connell has our liability, our workman's comp, and all that, correct? So we,
correct.
At this point, all health benefits have been through Acres, and everything else is through Connell.
Correct.
So Tim presented us a letter, I guess, to the office this morning early.
Yes.
Okay.
And basically in the letter, what I have laid out there is what we have found in doing the municipal business is we've been talking about with you guys that we do a lot of now in the area, we're finding that the group benefits, as well as a lot of other types of insurance, can be through the same agents or they can get the same product. So in other words, in the group side of things, it's very much that way that, in other words, we represent Cox and Mercy the same as Acres.
Mm-hmm.
We would get the same quotes as any other agent as well. So what we have come up with over the last 5 years is distinguishing ourselves with other services that I believe would benefit the county. And those services are included for no additional fees. It's included at the same revenue that we make off of the deal if we were any other agency. It's just that we have developed these unique services of which the county has been using and I believe could utilize further in the future for organizing wellness programs, because you're not going to get those through your health carriers. The health carriers will give you ideas and suggestions on that, but to actually implement wellness programs within yourself, you need someone at the agency to assist. We have that in a certified person that we have in our office that is a certified wellness coordinator, which is included.
That's Devra?
Devra Gower.
Okay.
A certified wellness coordinator as well as a trainer because of the fact that I know you guys are trying to get a wellness center or a workout area
right.
for the county employees.
Uh-huh.
We've actually entered into another agreement there with a gentleman who's actually a trainer in this area that could help you guys with that. Also, you guys have used the services of Lynette Weatherford in the past, who is our HR human resource coordinator. If you guys are going to budget for a new HR division and wanting to get it started, you're going to need assistance for that, and that would be included in ours. The only thing that I've thrown out in that proposal also is there's been discussion of can we do this long term. We've already been doing it for 2 years for the county at this point, and we would continue those efforts on the HR. Now, I've thrown out a proposal there since there's been a question of can we do it long term from other people, that what I'm saying there is I promise you that if you guys aren't happy with our services and giving us the deal, fire us after a year and I'll continue to fund the hours that you're getting through the benefits for a remaining 2 years.
What's Lynette? I mean, I know Lynette is your HR person that I've used in kind of helping with the employee manual and handbook. What's an average hourly rate? I mean, what kind of value are we talking with that?
She's easily right now about $110 an hour.
Okay. And you're proposing to give us at least 50 hours of free.
Correct.
Okay.
And more can be agreed upon on that as we go through. And what it is it's a bank each year that we just refill the bank each year as the insurance proceeds are done with us. And we pool all of your business. We don't look at just, in other words, when we do this for a business, we started doing it years ago. What we do is we don't care if you're doing the work comp, the property, the liability, the group health, whatever. The more business you do with us, the more services we provide.
Can I ask you, I'm going to jump around because I've got questions because I hadn't seen this. So on the very lower of number four, which is negotiate our commission to a 2% level. Oh,
hang on.
All right. Postpone here.
Pause. Hello.
Chuck?
Yes, ma'am.
Commissioners?
Yep, we're all here.
Okay, that is the total. I went back. They did it always before. They divided it up into the PPO and the HMO, but that is the total of the HMO and PPO together.
Okay, what was that number again?
Okay, it's $1,248,757 were the claims paid.
Okay.
It's $1,563,299 premium paid.
Okay.
So $314,502.
So it did not, your premium exceeded the claims.
How much?
And it should, you know, because...
Sure, they got to come out ahead.
$14,542.
Okay.
What was the difference?
Stay close to your phone, Vicki. We may have, I may have more questions as they come up.
Okay, that's fine. I'm right here. Thank you.
Whoa. Let's see. I was trying to think if that was all I had on my mind.
Rick wanted to ask a question. Rick?
Vicki, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Don't they reinsure any of those major claims? So they actually, even though they're paid out, they may not be paying out those from their pocket. Rather, they come out of a reinsurance.
That's part of the premium and administration that you pay is for a pool of claims.
Mm-hmm.
And they pull claims, I believe, over $100,000.
Right. Have you ever seen a experience where the insurance company actually lost money or not?
Oh, yeah, I have. You know, okay. If you've got some kind of catastrophic claim and stuff like that, I've seen that sometimes it could come to be more than what, you know, with their premium for the pool and stuff like that. But
it doesn't happen very often, does it?
No, it doesn't happen very often. This year, the average claims cost that you had, you were running, for September, you ran about $49,000. Plus the 13 for the drug, but you had a bad month in March. There was $152,767 paid out in March. So you know you had a big claim, and then the month of August of this year was really bad. You had a $216,000 in claims.
It's about $3,000 an employee.
But the rest of them were like less than $100,000, and those aren't any one person. Let me look and see. They gave me top claims, so let's just see how many you had over 100,000. The shock claims would show us that. Found I had something in here that was over.
It's understandable with the trend being it's at 12-14% that they might want to raise our rates. I mean, I can see that they have every rationale to do that, and we all know that the insurance company plans to make money, not to lose money. But they basically, both actuarial teams that worked on these, the Mercy team and the Cox team, had the same information, other than the only information they would have had different would have been maybe some claims that had been turned in but not paid.
Yeah.
And
that's true.
So, but that's where the difference comes in all those actuarial things, Chuck. I couldn't explain it any better than to say that.
Yep. Okay, the other thought I wanted to get on the table was Vicki helped me. Well, she gave me a document that didn't make sense as far as Mercy and their renewal rates, and turned out that was on a different type program. Anyway,
yeah, you, consortium.
Consortium, thank you. And then you faxed me three or four other documents, and I didn't make good sense out of them. The question I was seeking in that was, what's been Mercy's experience as far as other companies? And that's what Vicki was trying to help me with. So my question is there a way that we can look at Mercy to see if they've raised other rates? Let me back up. I'm not communicating. One of my concerns when I voted back when, and I think Danny's was similar, was the concern that we change to save the 4% now, and then next year we get hit for a big increase out of Mercy. You know, we saved it this year, but we got it laid on and maybe even more next year. And the whole issue of loyalty and this and that and the other thing. So anyway, is there more information that we could get that would show how Mercy has treated other customers to see if they would be likely to
okay,
do that.
Okay, now that I sent you?
Yes, ma'am.
That's basically what that is. And do you have it with you, Chuck?
I don't have it in front of me, but you looked at it. What does it show you? Does it show you that they do that or they don't?
Yeah, hold on, and let me just kind of run through some of these. I know what you're talking about. I actually sent you the methodology, how they came up with their renewals on yep. some of them, and those they're for actuaries to look at. They're really not for us to look at. But the other one, though, just some of that the other deal that I sent you, where she gave the actual renewal amounts for some of the companies they had. Okay, now I've got it. Okay. Here's what, now other than the consortiums that they have that renew in July, we're not even going to pay attention to those because that is a super huge deal that they've got stuck together and they work them all together. But they had a renewal in August that was in Taney County and it had 145 people. And it says here that their loss ratio was 123.59%. Now that basically probably is their claims plus administration and so forth. They got a 12.9% increase.
Hey Vicki, let me ask you a question with that.
Okay.
That 123% increase, you said that was premiums plus administration.
Right.
What is normal? What was a normal administration addition to the premiums? Like for us, we paid in $1.5 million in premiums. On top of that, what would be a percent for administration that is normal?
Okay. I can tell you from this methodology sheet, I think. They showed, like on one of these that she sent me, they had a 11.92% retention, and then they, of course, they had state taxes and then the commissions on there. So our commission with you guys is 2%, and then whatever, let me see what Cox, if they show what they did on theirs.
So it was $156,000 this last year?
Was that question to me?
Yeah, actually, times two.
When you say retention, that's the administration side of terminology. Yeah. So basically, $160,000 or so. Is that right?
Yeah, I was telling you what Mercy's was. I was going to look and see what retention is on yours. For me, they gave us per employee per month basis.
$176,000.
2% wouldn't it be $31,000?
Okay, they charge $42.23 per employee per month for administrative fees.
Say that again.
$42.23. See, they didn't give me a percentage, like Mercy's showing a percent on theirs. We can work all that out and find out, but that's what they charge.
So let me ask you one more question here. When you say 100, that previous example of 123%, would that be then they spent more than the premiums plus administration, right?
Yeah. When they added premiums and administration, then it came to 123%. So
okay.
And they gave a 12.9 increase.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Those administration costs we're talking about, they're consistent on all the policies, wouldn't they be?
Let me see what Now, say there's one on another one. See if this is the one. They gave us they used 8.96.
You said it was $42.23 per month per employee?
Yeah.
Is that per employee or per employee or family member who's on the plan?
No, that was per employee per month.
And that's $506.76 a year times 350, right? How many employees do we have?
I'm not sure you have that many employees on. Is that about right?
312, 3, something like that, isn't it?
I was thinking it was like 116.
Actually, with Road and Bridge.
You've got over 200. You've got about two.
Well, I'm sorry. That was 116 employees that have coverage, so it'd be more people. Yeah.
It's only per employee that has coverage, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so we only have 116 who have coverage?
No. That pay for their family members, but they may be paying for one member, or they may be paying for four or five. You don't know. So I don't know how you get that number.
But see, Vicki, this is where I'm challenged with with the numbers of what Mercy is saying. This is Mercy, not Cox. But yeah, we're at, you know, you had that one example of 123. We're at 88%.
Okay.
With administration and commissions.
When you use that 42.23 fee that I give you?
No, I'm just doing Mercy. Is Dixie in here at all? She would know how many employees. How many employees are covered?
You should have that on your form, shouldn't you, Vicki? How many we have? Or?
Yeah, hold on. I think you got 280 or something like that. That's why I was.
280 is something.
It's 312.
Well, we may not have all coverage, so.
So that's 506.76 times the number of employees.
I think that 116 were the number of people carrying dependents once, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Here, I can get that figure.
The number of employees.
Right now, you have 166 employees on employee only. You have 31 employees on employee spouse. You have 71 employee and children. And you have 11 employee family. Now, that's the HMO.
How many of the last ones last time?
That's total. Excuse me, that's total because they didn't divide it out.
So 279 is the number.
Okay. Yeah, I knew it was around 280, so
279. 279, and that's 100 and
times 506.76 for the year for each.
Or 11,824 times 12.
Dixie said we had 320 employees.
Okay. 141,892, which is almost 11.29%. It's closer to 12%. So with that number, we were still less than 100%. I mean, we should have, with administration and commission, we should have been less on COGS.
Okay. I've got a plan. I would like to ask us to recess this for about 5 minutes.
Okay.
And Mr. Burton's here. Let him show us his issue, and then we can come right back to it.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Okay.
Yeah, because he's right here.
Do you want to call me back?
Yeah, Vicki, yeah. Just stay close.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
I will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Dean, welcome, sir. How about handing your pictures up, because I'm the only one that's seen those, and these two fellows can look, and then just, if you can, in a brief, tell us what you'd like to see happen. Thanks for coming. Quick notice for us.
I appreciate, gentlemen, you giving me a few minutes of your time. Let me explain my unusual involvement in this situation. I'm pastor, first, I have a teacher, a lady that was in high school with me over 60 years ago, moved to Branson. I didn't know she was here. She didn't know I was here. We had my high school reunion here. She knew some of the folk, and as a result, we got reappointed. She became a member of our church. Unmistakably, she's been in the process of moving back to Scottsbluff, Nebraska. We offer her our deepest sympathy for moving back up there. But she came down to work on the move, ended up in the hospital with congestive heart failure. Her daughter had to fly down to drive her back. I volunteered against my wife's best wishes to assist in getting her things moved up there. That turned out to be an unusual move. An average move is 16 to 20,000 pounds. She ended up with 63,000 pounds. I got very deeply involved in that. She then has a house that needs a tremendous amount of attention. My son and I ended up, to help her out, purchasing that house with the hopes of refurbishing it and getting it ready to go. She had 8 dogs that lived with her, so the house needs some refurbishing. We discovered that there's a problem with a ditch. This picture will show you where that ditch is. It's the corner property right here that we're talking about. The ditch shows is that dark line coming here. The property line is approximately where the white line is. That ditch is really not on our property. It really is on the next door, but that house just sold and the new people have not moved in and taken possession yet. Normally, the water, if those houses and things weren't there, on each individual property would just run on down into that area back down behind that has no houses in it. But with the roadway in, it's funneling all of the water right down there to come under the culvert from across the street and under our driveway culvert. So the water's coming from...
here to here?
It comes under this culvert, all the way from
all
down
this
here.
Water.
And then all of this water over here comes under culvert right here.
Okay.
And empties into that ditch.
Okay.
Now, here's the culvert where that's... those two culverts where that water's coming out. And what it's doing to the property on down, which is getting rather close to the foundation of our house that we now have.
Okay.
And my son has the equipment he has offered to one of the gentlemen who works for Taney County that we would provide all the labor if you could help us out with culvert and rock. Since it's a common problem to us of not our water, but everybody else's water, but it's affecting our property.
Okay.
So we were just seeking if we would do all of the labor because he's got the equipment to do that.
What length culvert, Dean? You talk different.
We're talking about a 60-foot flexible.
Okay.
That would get the water there where the front of the house could be covered, and then we do rock riprap on the rest of the way down to keep it from further washing.
Did he have a guess, 1 load of rock, 10 loads of rock, or how much rock? Nope. Okay.
If you ask me about a Bible reference, I can help you, but I know nothing about rock.
That brings me to my question. Have you visited with Frank Preston, our road and bridge superintendent, about this issue?
I have not personally, but my son talked with somebody who was sent out there. We called.
Randy Hayes.
No, actually, who went out there was, you mentioned his name.
Well, David Lowry was out there. What I would suggest, now that, oh, you didn't get to see it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Frank is out of pocket today. He'll be back tomorrow, our road and bridge superintendent. And now that everybody knows what your situation is, we could meet with him and see if what you're asking is reasonable or if we think there's a better solution or blah, blah, blah.
If we get either the culprit or a culvert or the rock or one or the other, anything that would be involved to help us, we appreciate it.
Okay.
All right.
Is that all right with everybody?
Yeah. So we're going to bring it up to Frank, or
yep.
You're
going
to. Would you?
We'll
please
bring it up.
We'll
Frank.
Bring it up.
Okay.
Frank.
Do we need those pictures then?
No.
Okay.
If we need to, we can go out and look at it.
Well, Frank is. I'd leave those with us because I'd like for Frank to look at it.
Oh, okay.
Those pictures.
All right. Yeah.
Perfect.
There you go. There's one of this.
Okay.
Okay. I don't have an extra copy of this, but this gives the plat.
Oh, we've got that. We don't need that. We've got that.
This other one shows that well.
What I don't understand, there's a little part of this I don't understand. That's that retaining wall is, this is on the other side of the retaining wall. It's not on your property.
There's not a retaining wall, actually.
Well, I mean, you said
it's the ditch that's...
The ditch is on someone else's property?
Well, it really is. It's right beside ours. If you see the white line...
Right, and that's...
That's the property line, and the ditch is on the opposite side from us, really.
Right.
But it's affecting our house. That's the reason why we have the concern for it, because it's getting within about 5 feet of the foundation.
Right.
Plus, it's washing out the roots on the trees there that we're concerned about those trees coming.
Right. Yeah, we'll have to look at
paperclip that together.
Yeah, just keep that if you want to there, and we'll keep and show that to Frank. Okay. And
needless to say, before you start working on the ditch, you'd get permission from the neighbors if it's their property, of course.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, and they haven't moved in yet, so we can't. But it's a single lady. We would certainly involve them.
Okay.
And fill it up with dirt so that it could be landscaped where it looked nice.
I'll bring it down.
Right.
And it's better for the whole community.
Stop.
Gotcha.
Any other questions? Thank you, John.
Dean, thank you, sir. Okay, we'll go back to our health insurance now.
Okay. Thoughts or suggestions?
Well, I was going through the numbers that Vicki was giving me. It looks like, based off that same formula that we're going through this, that where that one example she gave us, they saw a 12.9% increase, but they were 123% to what they planned. Well, using that same formula, we're only at 90%, so we really shouldn't have seen an increase.
Well, that, again, the comment of loyalty came up in different discussions, and how that there might be a positive for us staying with Cox because of loyalty, and they might treat us better next year and that kind of thing. And this sounds kind of negative, but I'll say it. If talking about loyalty, there's two parties involved. There's the insured and the insurer.
Mm-hmm.
And if they haven't taken a big hit, where's their loyalty to us to leave it at the rate it
right.
was at?
Right.
So that kind of pushes me just a little bit towards making a change.
Obviously, you know, I'm open to the change anyway, or a change, or somehow to lower the price. I mean, obviously, I don't want to impact everyone by having to change their doctors and all that. And the thought of going to Mercy is the change whole thing is going to affect a lot of people in a negative way.
Let me interrupt you if I may.
Yeah.
That was a very big one to me in making the decision I made. Number one is I already talked about the issue of getting hit real hard next year if we make that change.
Right.
The other thing was what you just mentioned. I've talked with a bunch of folks
right.
since we made that first vote or that vote. And a number of the folks that I was concerned about are comfortable with making the change.
Okay.
There's still a couple that are not comfortable that I've talked to, that it's not going to be a happy, they won't feel happy about us changing.
Right.
But as one of the good comments that one of our employees made in some of the conversations is, that's kind of part of being in a big group.
Well, it is. And it's unfortunate.
And it's just not always going to be just right for everybody. And so that's why I'm leaning on making a change to Mercy. You have more information, Bob?
I just summarized.
He summarized this scribblings to this. It's a little more structured.
What's the bottom line?
They got $322,000 after all costs of our money. After commissions are paid, their administrative fee of $42.23 per month per employee. Cox Health Systems Insurance Company still got $322,000 at the end of the year.
Right.
It seems.
It appears. I mean, that's what it appears. I wasn't sure where the commission fell, but yeah.
They said 2%. I took 2% of 1.5 is $31,000.
Okay.
It seems.
You're right. No, you're right. It appears that they it was a very profitable.
To mix it up more, we've got a proposal by Tim to
right.
change agents.
Correct.
He wants to be our agent. Do we want to address that at this time?
Well, we want to look. With the discussion that he started in on about number four, I'd like to go ahead and hear the rest of that discussion as he brought that forth, and then we had the phone call.
So you want to go ahead and have him present? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I'd like to have him present if it's going to...
I would. I'm. Go ahead. Finish your
story. Well, if he has a break-even cost factor on what you're talking about with the same plan...
Okay.
Somebody's making some... somebody's making some revenue that I want to know a little bit more about here.
The only reason, a reason why I'm interested is that obviously we made a commitment just recently to move forward to creating a wellness center downstairs. and we also made a decision to separate HR. And we know that with funding the way it is, we're going to be very limited in the way we can add dollars into those areas, the wellness center and the HR department. And so obviously when he starts talking about giving us, you know, at least a 50-hour person for HR and then the wellness person, I was going to ask him some questions regarding the wellness coordinator, because obviously, I mean, I think it's obvious to me that we need help getting this set up.
If we had the HR department, we could self-insure and make money.
Well, that's a different question.
But I would like to go ahead, if you don't care to, Tim, go ahead where you were. Do you remember where you were at in our process when we were talking about number four as we was? That's about where you had got to whenever we were.
And that was in regards to the pricing?
Yes.
See,
yes.
What I would suggest doing at this point is bringing the Cox rep in.
Okay.
I mean, we shouldn't be having this discussion without them here.
Okay.
All right. The Cox rep will come and divulge all of this, all the numbers, everything, free of charge. And, you know, and I think that's when the questions be posted to them of, you know, it looks like you're making money. Explain to me where I'm missing it here. You know,
Tim, just to be frank, how can we, as this customer of the county, be working with two agents? That's a little bit odd, uncomfortable.
The only way that I could, you wouldn't be Chuck, the only way that you could do this is if you guys award the contract to Connell, because there can't be two agents doing it. I can't go to Cox and get Cox to do anything because I'm not the agent of record.
So really what the decision we have to do is we have to decide before we can even enter negotiation, we have to award it to Connell and then have hopes that we can stay or lower the price or whatever reason, we have to award it to an agent first.
Correct.
Then we can start negotiating.
Correct, i.e. the reasons that we put all the other services that we do for a client in front of them to show them the commitment we'll make on the other side for the services that they may need.
Again, I'm just being dead open here. If you were our agent on this health insurance, and you came to us and said, we got an increase, 6%.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, go shop it for us. And, well, we've even made a decision. But here we are reconsidering our decision. And somebody else comes in, some other agent, and says, I want to be your agent now. Change. It just doesn't sit right. I don't think we'd be doing you right to do that at this point. Well, or anybody else. It doesn't matter who it is.
Well, and as we're being frank about it then, Chuck, the fact is this. When we developed a municipal program and decided that we were going to try and insure municipals, Taney County was one of the first that, as you know, we came to.
Right.
But in that, we also made a promise to you guys that we would bring services unlike you had ever seen before in regards to the HR and the items that are mentioned here, of which I believe we've been following through on those services that you weren't getting before. The reason that we develop these is the fact that we have to bring some uniqueness to the table, or you can buy the same thing from any other agent. So in other words, we have to bring you value to it. We've done this over the last 5 years because of that, and that's why we are entering into securing more and more municipals and other businesses because of these services that are needed by them. They're unique. No one else in southern Missouri is doing the same thing we are. That's why we're attracting clients like yours to do more and more business with us, and we're not asking for any more monies. We're just willing to get the formula right within our organization of how to offer services that are unique. They do cost us, but we have the model set up within us now that we can do it long term. So, you know, what I challenge is it's no different than any open market scenario.
Well, let me add this, or let me say this. You came to us, as you just talked about, and wanted us to change. At that time, Mac had our
work comp.
And we went through, not just me, but we went through the same struggle with them. We'd been with them for I don't know how long. And after lots of working and concern, just very similar to what we're going through today with health insurance, we said, we're going to go with Connell. We think they can save us money. And you did. And you've done very well. The other point I'd like to make is nobody else was doing it. You came to us alone. There weren't any other agents that came and said, hey, why don't you change your work comp? We can do you a better job. And I think there was some question of the other agents, you know, how come we didn't get a chance? Well, you weren't out there working for it. I mean, you didn't come to us and say, hey, we can save you money. You did. And you did save us money in a big way. And you served us well. But again, as I look back at the way we went through that process, for us to look today at changing agents, it seems it doesn't seem, I don't know how to say it except right, it doesn't seem right to anybody else. And I'm not saying you wouldn't do us a good job or anything, but I'm saying when we looked at this bid thing, we have to bid next year, I believe. The 3-year cycle or whatever. Rick, you out there?
Yeah.
And we did not talk about changing our agents. We just went to our agent, who happened not to be you, and said, look at the different companies that we have available. And we didn't talk about changing agents. But this morning we're talking about changing agents. And I don't fault you a bit. You're after the business.
Which is the same way I came to you in the beginning.
Exactly. But it's a little bit different. I mean, the time was coming up, and you were the only, I mean, you proposed that to us, and then we went through painstakingly, without exaggeration, the process of looking at what's going to happen to us if we change. Danny was there. He knows it very well.
Yeah.
And we made that decision. We didn't take it. I mean, it wasn't something we just turned in one day and decided to change our agent. And that's what we're looking at doing today,
correct.
I feel like.
We took a lot of abuse from other when we made that decision, other counties and everything else. What I would like to say, and everybody said we're just laying it on the table. Here's what I would like to say and lay it on the table. We voted one way because of the dollars and the not taking a chance on the large increase. We looked at, and I have stressed that over and over again, the services that we were being provided for. And Tim, I think that you've done a great job on the services that you provided. We've called on Annette several times. We've always had quick response. All those things. We've been in a discussion this morning about what we heard at MAC and what we talked about at MAC, and dollar-wise, if we're going to have a wellness center and an HR department and other resources for the county, then, as I said, and maybe not very plain spoken on it, but I'm looking at the revenue that the services provides versus and as I read down, and that's the reason I want you to go ahead and explain this. If you were talking about a no increase type situation with the services being provided that you have listed at the top, I'm looking at value on the situation on the other plan with Mercy, me being a newly elected official, whenever I came in and they had the 70% increase after we'd had the year before and had all the controversy that we had with it, that would stuck in my memory and my craw. So, I don't know, I just feel like somewhere down the line, we've not been particularly done right, whether it be from the increase that was proposed first, or the decrease that could have been flat when it should have been flat from our current agent.
I'm not where I feel like we need to make a decision on whether we're going to change an agent. Have you got a sense there?
That's the reason I would like explanation for from on down. Explain to me if you're going to try to get a even no increase from Cox. Yes, I'm interested in proposing that we change agents, but I don't know that. That's the reason I want to know about what the rest of this says. What it means? Does it mean that we're going to call a Cox representative in here, and he's going to try to negotiate after that point, or are you going to try to work this, Tim, to the point where, whenever he comes in here, we know that we're going to receive somewhere around a flat base? That's what I want to know.
The intent is, after a broker of record letter, would be for us to then negotiate with Cox, bring Cox in for a meeting with the county commission, and show them options for trying to cut costs.
But if that didn't happen, Tim, then, I mean, if they didn't, but of course you're representing that, and I'm sure that you're going to try to get it done as mm-hmm. much as possible. But if that didn't happen at an even cost, we have three commissioners that would be taking a lot of heat. Although now I'm trying to make the dollars work for the benefit of it. In my mind, we have to have an HR department, and we have to have your assistance in that HR department, and we also have to think about a wellness program and are preparing to do so. Those are great benefits that so far you have carried your load of responsibility to the county for that. I haven't seen anything that I thought was even questionable when we call upon Lynette or call upon you. So that's where I stand. I'd like to hear what Mr. Jim has to say, because Chuck and I both have voiced our opinion on that. And
let me first by saying, I'm going to ask you a question, Tim. You have other health benefit or health customers. I mean, you have clients. Did they all get increases? Did you?
No, we actually had Stone County, okay, which is with Cox, originally had a, I want to say, 5 or 6% rate increase.
Which is what we have.
And we negotiated to a flat.
Okay. I didn't know. I couldn't remember if it was flat or 2%. I knew that you had negotiated down.
Jim, can I interrupt you just
yeah.
a minute? That in itself is something that if you negotiated that to flat with a 6% increase, see, that's something that the other examples, mm-hmm. that brings you more into what I'm trying to think of in saving dollars. So you go ahead.
That's the first question. Second question is, we're new at this wellness center. And from my perspective, I personally have insurance with Akers and Arnie, so I mean, I'm just telling you where my, you know, that's who is my insurance carrier, just so everyone knows. But my question is, from a, I know what the county needs to, if we're going to do a wellness center and an HR department, and if we're going to take it, let's just stick with the wellness center. We're, as a commission, we made a commitment to start remodeling downstairs to actually provide wellness emphasis here at the county, and they're remodeling right now. I know we're going to need help with that, because we it's either Dixie does it, which she doesn't have any extra time, or one of us three takes it, which, needless to say, we don't have any extra time. So we're going to need help. how many hours are you talking about? I mean, your point number two says support a new HR department and a wellness center by a certified wellness coordinator, and then you give the person's name and all that. I mean, how many hours are we talking? I mean, that's it could be hundreds.
The wellness coordinator is actually the producer on the account.
Okay.
So she's being paid through the funds, again, of the commission on the deal. So there are no hours to outsource like Lynette's deal.
Because Lynette's not an employee of yours. She's
correct.
An outsource.
That's
this
right.
employee is, I mean, it's your employee, so just
right.
as long as it takes.
That's right.
See, and for me, and just you went into my thoughts, that's big to the success of our commitment to the Wellness Center. I'm more open to changing carriers now. You know, I would probably want to say before I voted, I'd want to make sure that I gave Acres and Arnie an opportunity to tell me exactly what their options are, because now we know what your proposal. I'd like to give them the benefit. We've made casual conversations with them, and I didn't have some definite decisions. Yes, sir?
My only problem would be I don't know how we started the process, how we selected an agent for the health insurance, if we did RFPs or RFQs or uh-huh. or whatever. I mean, basically, we need to go back out with that process if whatever it was that we used to select.
So we would need to go out back for bid and do it?
If we bid? Or if we RFQ'd or RFP'd, I have no idea what we did.
Request for qualifications is usually what we see on the group benefit.
Okay, I have a question for Rick then. Let's say that's a 30-day process, Rick. How does that affect us? Do we have time to do it? Is it impossible?
And that may be a question that an agent can answer. You know, you're not going to get your insurance, but I'm relatively sure that you can go month to month with any insurance agent. I mean, with any insurance, if you want to say, hey, we'll renew with Cox right now at 4%, and then
RFQ it.
Do an RFP for what the services Tim has, the services whomever. Because I think there's some other people. Chuck and I said on something that Moped actually
right.
offers the same.
And that's
kind of
that was some of the questions that Chuck had brought up after that breakout session.
Or maybe you want to go with Mercy. You still have that choice. I don't think you have a choice of waiting to do it. I think you've got to do one or the other. But if you say, hey, Mercy, we signed a contract, but we're ready to go with somebody else February, because we've got somebody who's taking care of us right, or because of something like that, you can do that. I'm pretty sure. Is that right, Tim?
Yeah, and the RFQs,
I think
we're only
solution.
Yeah, the RFQs, so we're clear about this. We've been known to do them inside of a week to 2 weeks. It's not like we got to wait for rates to come from somebody and
right.
shop the market. What you're after is what can the individual agency bring you?
You're seeing which agency is qualified,
the most
qualified, which one you think is more qualified to provide the service you're looking for, and you choose under the statute, I think, three or something that are qualified, and you try to contract with the first one on the list, and then if you can't, you move down the list. That can be done fairly quickly. It's only the timetable is only extended or retracted by the amount of time the agencies themselves require in order to get a qualification pamphlet or whatever it is into you. So whatever the fair time to get that into you is the time that it'll take and the time it takes you to make
Tim,
a decision.
Tim, as Rick was explaining, is it possible to go month to month on a...
If you renew, see, the thing is, if you're going to, you know, it goes back to another question here of an agent or the carrier, okay? If you renewed with Cox, you're good to go for a year, all right? You could then
with that
go out,
specific plan.
That's right. And then you could go out and shop the thing any month you wanted, as Rick brought
yeah,
up.
That's what I'm saying. Yes.
And you wanted to go out for an RFQ in, say, February, and you get five people that reply to you. You call it down to three. You interview those three and make your decision from there.
But could we cancel the policy is the question. Because that's where my question is. I'm not convinced that this is the right, the perfect policy and the best rate.
The key thing to do, Jim, would be to do it as quickly as possible on an RFQ, because the plan starts.
Go ahead, Jim.
The RFQ is all you're going to be doing is identifying the agent.
Right.
All right. My concern for you guys is you have another issue on the table of which carrier you want to go with.
Right.
You have a 1-1 renewal date. You have a deadline 30 days after that to where your plan's locked down. I know that for sure. Is that, in other words, by 1/31, if there's any changes you wanted to make to the program, a deductible, prescription card, whatever, to try and, you know, nail your cost down, you have 30 days after that. So if you did an RFQ, you award it to whatever agent you want, you then determine that you want Cox to still do it, or Mercy, whichever, you have until that end of that time. Now, the key is going to be, by 1-1, you're going to have to say Cox or Mercy.
Let me ask you a question, Rick. Back now, this is for me, guys, and I apologize. I haven't been through this before with the county. We obviously need everyone to sign back up, correct?
Cafeteria plan, and those decisions are made before January, I believe. You're not being fair to your employees if you don't make a decision one way or the other now. Now, my question to Tim, if they choose right now Cox or Mercy, are they locked in for a year with either one of those?
They're not going to be able to change. If they said, Cox, we want to go with you, effective 1-1, you have until the end of 30 days after that to alter your plan with them. But then you're done. Now, so the other side of it is if you tell them goodbye and you go to Mercy, Mercy gives you the same 30 days to tweak the program, but you're locked in with Mercy.
How
Cox will be gone.
Rick, is 2 weeks enough to get everyone signed up?
Probably not. We have trouble.
Don Blue's walk.
That would be no. That would be an answer.
Dixie at?
No.
I mean, here you are. You're asking me questions about HR, and Dixie's the only one you've got in HR.
Right.
You know. I we probably can't do it.
Okay.
And I don't know. There's not a good answer to it.
Okay.
I wish there was.
There is a good answer to it. I'm looking at keeping the rate flat, but I'm also looking at all the benefits that's provided from this, and to do that, we have to change agents. That, in my mind, is of interest to me, that we keep it flat and that we change agents. If all these things are provided,
Danny, I don't see a problem with that, but I guarantee you Akers and Arnie's going to see a problem with that. And
okay.
You do have some statutory responsibilities. That's the only thing
I
worry about.
Here's the thing. If that be so, why isn't Akers and Arnie, why aren't they coming forward with something similar to this plan?
That would be a question.
I don't think
to ask
you really
them,
ask them to. They've done everything you've asked them to, and that's what I'm saying. I don't know. I'm not your legal counsel, but I would be cautious about it.
I know. What I'm saying is we didn't have to have someone else come and ask when we made the change before, when these other things came into play. We had an agent come to us and offer these things for our business. So why, if they want the business, doesn't someone come forward, such as the situation we've got here, with an individual bringing benefits to the business?
I think it's a matter of that you have an HR person here that knows a little bit more about what's going on in the county. I think if you had talked to Akers and Arnie and said, hey, we need this, I may be wrong, but they may have tried to supply that. And Tim knows what we need, and I appreciate the fact he knows what we need. I appreciate the fact that he's tied into the county. I think he's done a great job for us, but I think you need to be cautious in just saying that we're going to go to him because he offered this. Because I think that might be, I'm just thinking, I don't know, if I was Akers, if you were Akers, would you be upset?
Sure, we wouldn't be to lose business.
There you go. That's all I've got to say. I just have to be cautious.
You know what? I've got 320 some odd employees that are upset because we're making this change, and you can almost split them down the middle. Of it's sitting in our position, It doesn't make any difference what decision you make.
It's gonna be, and Danny, I'll bet you money that if you got to a flat rate with Cox, you're still going to have several that's going to say, why didn't we go with Mercy Plan?
I
understand your dilemma, too. Don't get me wrong. I understand.
Legally, Bob, legally, I'd have to be looking at Bob or somebody to give me some legal advice as far as...
You got some legal advice, Bob? Help us move along?
I haven't even had a chance to look at the issue of switching agents. I mean, I didn't know that this was going to come up today, obviously, but I'd want to look at what relationship we have with Acres and Arnie and how that came about, whether it's RFQs or RFPs. And if we chose them and we haven't redone that situation, then we need to redo that situation before we go with someone else would be my conservative advice, whatever that process was.
I'm certain, well, you were here when we, well, anyway. I feel certain that we did an RFQ for agents. Didn't we, Jim?
It was an RFP.
RFP?
Mm-hmm. Request for proposal.
Okay.
We don't need to do a proposal because we already have the rates. We need qualifications. And
we could go out for RFQs. We could decide to do that at any time.
Anytime, and we could, and there's no... It's a little different because there's not dollars figuring out, so we don't have to. There is no, I believe, statutory requirements for RFQs. Is that correct? Because there's no money involved.
There are statutory guidelines what you can do and what you can't do.
Right.
But there aren't any.
30 days, 45 days, none of that.
Nothing like that.
I think Danny's question is if evidently an RFP was done to obtain the agent we have. Your advice?
My advice is that we can do RFPs or we can do RFQs, either way. But right now it would be difficult to do RFPs. If you want to make a change, you'd be looking at RFQs. But you'd also have to look at what your relationship is with Acres and Arnie. Do we have a contract? Do we have a 3-year contract with them? Do we have some sort of contract with them? If we don't, we're free to do RFQs at any time we want or RFPs.
If we have a
contract, we've got a problem. And I don't know of a contract, but you know.
You got to do a little research.
Yeah.
Okay.
In one situation that we had, and I can't excuse my memory for it, but we did have a 3-year, and it wasn't, it didn't pertain to the health insurance or... But we did have a 3-year commitment.
We have to rebid.
With a proper increase. So that's what I want to make sure that we, there was only a percentage increase that could be applied. That's where, that's my memory on a certain insurance situation or...
I don't understand why we would have done requests for proposals in the first place. I know Mr. Connell just said RFQs. I mean, your agents aren't going to, they're not offering the insurance. They go out and get the offers of insurance from the companies. They're providing a service for you, and you want the person who provides the best service. I guess the request for proposals would be at what percentage rate, possibly, I guess, the commissions, but...
Well, let me clear something up. Tim, when we made the switch to your company from Mac,
yes, sir.
Did we have in that agreement that there was not to be a over a certain percentage increase for a period of time?
No. There was no
lock-in. Okay. Well, I wanted to get that separated. I know that we did made one agreement like that, and I can't. Yeah, do you remember, Chuck, what it is?
Most of them also leave you a trap door in them, that if you're unhappy within that 3-year period, that you are bound by the statutes to go out for bid, that if you feel the need to make a change for whatever reason, you have that option to do so.
And I think health insurance says you have to go out for bid at least every 3 years. I think really what you do is you bid every year anyway with your agent. So I think what we were saying is we would look for a new agent every 3 years. But I think we get new prices every year. We go through a bidding process of sorts every year, not every 3 years.
Well, we don't bid every year because last year we just took their increase and went on. We didn't go through this process, right?
Right.
Right.
It was at a value that we thought was acceptable, and so we just went ahead and accepted their interest.
I think they originally came with a certain increase and
negotiated
the agent
down.
Worked it down, and we thought that was reasonable, and we didn't go through this.
But you have to bid at least every three years.
That's what I've been told.
And that's what makes this very difficult, Bob, for me, is the fact that that's the way we did it last year, is we had that agent work that proposal down. It came in at a high rate, and they worked it down, and we accepted.
Well, so, I'd like to a suggestion. I'd like to either go the route of looking at the agent, or I'd like to make a motion to make a change to Mercy with our current agent.
Is it possible that we can make that table this decision until we find out statutorily how long it takes for us to do an RFQ? Because I don't think we can make an agent change without doing some sort of process. It sure sounds that way to me. Bob's on and said, if we're going to even consider that, there's a process. And I want to make sure I understand, can we do it in 7 days since it's just a qualifications? I mean, that it shouldn't be much.
Can we enter this into the conversation? If we can go with a flat rate with Cox and we just got through hearing an example from Vicki with Acres that they raised the other, whatever company it was, with 165 employees.
Uh-huh.
So that was with Mercy that they raised.
Right.
So why would we not consider trying to get this at a flat rate, the current one, if we have to change agents to do so?
Well, that's the problem. We don't know if that can happen or not. That's the first thing. We don't know if Connell can negotiate better, but Cox is not going to put Acres and Connell against themselves. That's not their job.
No.
So, I mean, to make that a condition of Connell is not realistic.
Yes. Well, they want to keep our business, but they're
like not
going to
play the two agents.
But, and they're not going to play them off against one another.
Right.
They don't have to play them off against each other. Everything that's above here is where I'm going.
Well,
we get a 0% increase with everything.
That's
above
not an
it.
Option, though. That's not even an option on the table because
we haven't changed agents.
Right, because Acres has negotiated. The best they can do is negotiate a 4% increase. They've come to us with their best offer, which is 4%. So, I mean, really, the debate is: can we even entertain the discussion of changed it or not? And so I'd like to just table this until 1 o'clock if we can. That gives me, we're going to break anyway in 30 minutes anyway, just to talk about can we send an RFQ out? The timeline, I know the cafeteria plan is 21 days enough. If we can do the RFQ in 10 days, on the 10th, can we make a decision and still give enough time for everyone to change? I mean, yes, I know it's not ideal, but is that at least make sure I have the answer so I can vote one way or the other? But
fine with me. Motion to table.
Motion to table to 1.
Second.
Aye.
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 Carries. Okay, thanks for your patience, and we'll listen to Linda now. I think you're next.
I think Nikki's in front of me here.
Oh, she doesn't count.
She I don't count either.
That was Chuck Pennell who said she doesn't count.
Oh, Paul says he doesn't count either. Well,
let's. They count. Just they'll count later.
They'll count later. It's just trying to be funny. Lighten things up.
No, these are administrative deals that we've got posted.
Right.
She was posted for 11 o'clock for purchasing.
Great.
Okay. And I have Jimmy Russell with me. We are...
Inmate phone service. Is that right?
That's correct.
Bob, is there anything real hot needs to be done before noon on your list?
We'll just pick it up afterwards, too.
Okay. What about Nikki? Has anybody got an idea?
Yeah.
Hey, Nikki, if you're listening, is there anything that we need to get done by noon? If so, come around. Okay, what do you got, Linda?
Are we ready? We had an RFP for inmate phone services. We had five companies respond. Jimmy Russell, Terry Shade, and myself met to evaluate the companies. InCartel is the only company that scored 100 points out of all the total points.
Excuse me. Hello?
I'll be down there in just a minute.
Thank you. Sorry.
Protocol, all the upgrades to meet specifications are not available until 2010. I did list the evaluation points for each company. And then my recommendation, as well as Jimmy Russell's, is to go with InCartel Inmate Phone Services.
So moved.
Second. Okay, this is the phone service that inmates use to call out for whatever reason they were given permission to call out with. Is this a change in companies?
Yes.
Okay. Any questions I should be thinking to ask Jimmy or Linda?
Why are you changing, Jimmy?
The InCartel has a better payment plan for us, a higher commission to us. They also have a lower rate to the citizens. So it gives us more money and saves citizens money.
Well, that's a great reason.
So when they call collect, the person who answers the phone doesn't have to pay as much for the collect call, and Jimmy gets a bigger percentage of the money.
Correct.
Okay. Pretty good reason.
You that's a good reason for me.
Comments or questions? Ready to vote?
Ready to vote.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Thank you. Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
What else, Linda?
Only other thing I have, I had a company that came by to see me, Safety and Service First Association, and I'd just like to share some information. They have chemicals, and I'll just pass these out. They have chemicals that kill things like all the different viruses that are going around.
Are they legal?
They say they are.
The sheriff was here.
The reason I bring this to your attention is for a 2,000 square foot space.
She counts. I knew it, Jimmy.
I was just joking, Nikki. It was just a joke. All right. Sorry to interrupt again. So chemicals for killing what?
Strep throat, H1N1, MRSA. It's got a whole list of things. I think Jim maybe quite possibly has the list.
I have the list. I'm sorry.
I've got stuff to look at, too.
I could read off some of these, but I know I had announced them wrong.
There is normally a $495 association fee that they are willing to waive if we would try them. If we tried it possibly downstairs, I looked at a 2,000 square foot space, it would be $250 to try it. It lasts up to 6 months, they say.
How do you know?
Good yes. question. Their study from Maryland agrees
we,
with them.
We had downstairs tested. There's nothing down there. But.
Right, right. That's true.
But, I mean, how do you know that we already have a virus that has...
This is more like for where so many people have become sick.
Let me ask you a question.
Not how much in county, but, you know, like strep throat, H1N1, different things like that.
Okay, what's the service cost?
$250 for 200 square foot.
So we have 120,000 square foot over there, and we have 40 over here, so 160,000 square feet.
Well, they did say that they would come way down. I just asked if we'd try.
Is it a monthly or an annual cost?
It would be biannual because it would last
twice,
6 months.
So twice a year.
Jim, I can't go along with
it. I'd rather know what I'm getting into. I mean, because if say it's tremendously wonderful, but it still costs us $300,000 a year. How much was it again? What was the rate?
Rate that they gave me for a 2,000 square foot was $250.
$250, or basically a dollar. Okay, hold on. So $100. Let me just do my.
There's no way that when a person walks out of this building and walks outside and touches the door handle, coming to get back in, that they haven't contacted that and that this protection would work.
That's true.
It would cost us basically, that $250 is for 6 months.
Correct.
It would cost us right at $40,000 a year
for the buildings with no special price break based off of that $250 for 2,000 square foot. I would say let's, I don't want to do the test.
I knew
not at this point.
Need more backup data.
Or I just want to think about it more.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the question is how do you, I mean, that's a good question. How do you know? We haven't had a high concentration of sickness, have we? Not that I'm aware of.
This is a Branson company.
That's correct.
Are they new, you know? Or?
They just approached me. They must be new because they went around. They had got a referral from the newspaper, I think, or the radio station was the one who told them to come
see
us.
What about the health department?
What's the health, what's the health department say about them?
I haven't spoke to the health department on it.
I would like to know a little bit more about them if you talk to the health
table.
Department. No, not on the table. I'm not bringing it back unless she comes back with more information. Why don't you get more information, like references locally?
Okay.
Maybe what their price would be for the facilities. We've got a lot of facilities here. And I'd like to know a little bit more about the references and all that.
Like to know is why that it would use this in the hospitals.
They might.
They wouldn't use this.
They
the
do.
Schools.
He did say that they use it in hospitals.
Right.
And they've
references.
Had a,
references.
Right. Right. Yeah. Don't have any references.
Local references. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Obviously, it's a nationwide company.
Okay. So,
just come back with more information. When you have more information, come back and visit us with it.
All right.
Do we want her to invite a representative from the company to come make their pitch?
It's up to her. I mean, after she gets the information,
okay.
She can always
get
do that.
Get the information right. First. Okay.
Very good.
All right. Thank you.
Is that all?
That's it.
All right. We can go to second place here, or second rate, or.
She's a little deer deficient right
I'm
now.
I'm
going
to have to. Oh, that's right.
She is deer deficient. So, I mean, right now, Donna's got more kills than she does this year. And Donna doesn't even have a license.
Hey, I apologize for this county commission, the disrespect they showed.
No, we respect you. I just, maybe you should go hunting in Donna's van more often.
What's up?
I text her every time I see a big, it's like, is 8 points big? I mean, have it 12 points.
That's
sorry.
Why she's in a bad mood.
It's
You've been irritating.
I irritate a lot of people.
All right.
This is the agenda for this week.
We're almost done with today.
Oh, golly. Well, we're still laughing. That's good.
Okay, question. What the, at one, I asked earlier at 1 o'clock, we have no individuals, office holders that are scheduled to appear at 1 o'clock.
Correct.
None are scheduled. Okay.
Okay. So, I'd ask how are you going to have somebody come in and...
Well, I guess what my question is, what I'd like to do is, I listened in, was it Friday, before I listened in to all the people that came in, my thinking was have a discussion with Rick to find out what do we need to do, what does he see the next few steps are, so that we can, it won't take very long, but basically discussions related to...
So Rick?
Rick will be here, and we'll just kind of lay out the plans for...
Rick would be great.
Yeah, Rick's going to be here.
I sent an invite to Rick.
Okay, that's good.
And that will kind of lay out what we need to do going forward, if we're on pace or on stage or scheduled to... Get all the office. I mean, he's gone through it already pretty much, but that's what that is.
To my understanding, the ones that I scheduled last time you guys met, those were the only office holders you wanted to discuss with.
Right.
No. That was my understanding.
Yeah.
And that was Rick's recommendation. He said right. Those office holders are the only ones that had any flexibility or any...
And
if
1 o'clock
there was any.
Is our meeting with Rick
uh-huh.
on the budget.
It'll
that's
probably
fine.
Be 1:15
right.
now.
That's fine.
We're going on site on Wednesday at 9:30, I guess. So road
mm-hmm.
trip.
Correct.
I didn't have that on my schedule. Did I not have it on my schedule? Wow. I'm not sure. We'll be back in time for Nikki's meeting. Okay, so I got that. And then can I ask you just regarding the Thursday's BOE? Bob Rose said that he's not going to be able to make any more this year, and he's considering his term fulfilled, and he's done for the he's done. And it looks like Dave Oliphant's going to be done also. So what's the process for nominating people?
Yeah, there's actually a statute that gives you qualifications of people that you can't put on there.
Okay, for BOE members?
Okay.
Can you be prepared Thursday to let us know how we would go about finding two people for next year's terms?
Absolutely.
On Thursday.
There are some qualifications they have to have. They're very loosely enforced, but they do have to know something about the subject matter.
Obviously, people who really want to get abused physically and verbally would be
mentally.
It's kind of like you want people on jury duty who aren't smart enough to get out of jury duty, and same goes for BOE, I guess.
Right. So that's Thursdays.
Since that issue's on the table and James is in the back corner, is there anything big three county commissioners can handle it, I assume?
I'm thinking it's just...
Dave's going to be here, I think.
Oh, Dave is going to be here.
I think Dave's here, but Dave's already told Donna that he is right. Not going to be...
Yeah. I missed that.
I think that's Dave was open to being replaced.
Okay.
Maybe that was how I should word it.
Yeah.
So
there's not any huge issues that we know of.
Okay, great.
Everything looks all right.
Oh, that's wonderful.
There are a couple meetings that I need to schedule the phone tree.
That's just with me until I get me first and then these guys. When am I?
And schedule me with FEMA. I'm having dinner with the FEMA grant writing person for the... I don't know what the title of federal was. They're over this area Friday, so I just need a reminder.
What time?
It's 6.
And what's the location?
That's to be announced.
we need some time with Frank this week. And would you make sure this is one of the items here, Quail Road? Quail Road, not Quail Run, right? Quail Road.
Okay. Right.
We probably need to schedule some time with Frank maybe on Tuesday? Wednesday?
It will probably have to be upstairs because isn't the benefit?
The benefit?
Supposed to be here?
Yeah, we've got...
What is
the Clio joint luncheon... What is that? Chuck, what do you have for... do you have something going on at lunchtime Wednesday on your calendar?
I've got to be out of pocket from about 12:30 on. I don't have anything. I'm not available Wednesday afternoon.
Okay, let's... How about 1 o'clock on Thursday from 1 to... 1 to 2:30.
Have all day except for BOE.
Does BOE? They have blocked 4 hours for BOE. That seems
Thursday.
That seems excessive.
Well, if we just got through talking to James and
hey
Donna,
James
and
Donna
you get out James.
Do we have a lot of stuff on BOE?
How much time do we need for BOE Thursday?
Quite a bit of BOE, but I don't think it's major.
We have
like
4 hours blocked.
4 hours
from 9 to 2.
Well, we weren't going to let you guys get out of here, Kenneth.
Without getting it done is what she was looking to do.
Yeah.
But what about your, and I want to say something here, what about your benefits fair? We're fixing to have a fair and show people what they ain't got.
That's exactly right.
Do we need to cancel that till we get it?
We'll know
at 1 o'clock.
Okay, well, that's what I was wondering, if we were up in the air on everything and we're going to show them what they haven't got.
We're scared. We tabled
it. Don't read into it, James. Thank you. So can we go from 9 to 12 and then have 1 o'clock with Frank? Is that possible?
On Thursday?
I'd assume we could get that done in 3 hours easily.
Let's schedule we'll be, 1 o'clock we'll, for Frank.
Okay, so
Thursday.
We're
Thursday.
1 o'clock for Frank.
It's just that you can think of.
There'll be a new temporary chairperson because Bob Rose won't be here, so yeah, that may or may not help.
Hey, we're going to appoint somebody.
Let's do that at 11.
What?
The temporary chairperson? Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm talking about Frank, because if they get through with BOE, and Frank is going to be right over next door, and we can always call him over here for a meeting.
We'll post Frank at 11, even though... And we can always table Frank.
Might have to move him.
We can always table
him and
move it.
All right.
Okay. 4 hours is way too much.
Well, I understand. We just want to make sure we get everything done. We're getting so close to the end of the year. We don't want to hold anything over. We want to get these citizens taken care of.
Well, if everybody's real prepared and has the motions ready, it shouldn't take long at all.
That's from our attorney.
Is that towards me or somebody else?
Oh, I think he's jabbing any one of us. I mean, he's just, it's like a shotgun. Gun reference, he would have hit one of us, so.
Maybe you should.
What else? Frank at 11 on Thursday.
Yeah, I have a couple of change orders that Sean from Great River sent me. He's to get these posted.
Okay. On what? I'm getting tired of these change orders.
There's not four or five listed.
I'd make a motion to accept the grant of permanent easement for Carlton Road.
It was posted?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't do nothing if it wasn't posted.
9:45.
My God.
I was like, where is this coming from, Chuck?
From Mr. Cornelison and Mr. Burke. Mrs. Burke.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries.
I thought that had already been taken care of.
We had never had this signed easements.
The documents where they're giving us.
So you finally got... We made a motion, but we've got the paperwork.
We finally actually...
That's been two steps.
All yep. Right.
Carlton?
It's the 9:45 posting, Carlton Road.
All right. So...
How come we don't have any?
We just need to post that is what you're telling us, right, Nikki?
You're going to post these change orders? We don't have no amounts. You got the amounts upstairs? All right. I'd like to see a copy of those before we...
Okay.
Can we do those Thursday with our other Frank stuff? Did he indicate there's a hurry?
That's sure.
Okay. How about...
Just post it at 1 o'clock. No, post it... Just post it at 11. 11:15, and if we go along, we can just...
What day are we talking about?
Thursday, okay. Since we're here anyway.
Is that soon enough, you think, Nikki? I mean, we could do it Tuesday if it's in a rush.
My Tuesday's kind of...
Oh, is your Tuesday?
...podge and podge because of...
Well, why don't you check with them and see what the need is and get back to us if there's a rush. If not, we'll do it Thursday at 11:15. Is that agreeable? Yep. Good.
Excellent.
What else?
Now, I don't want to do it this week, but I want to talk a visit with Bob about tightening down the cranks on these change orders to where...
Talking to me? Or?
Oh, yeah. We're talking to you. What else you got, Nick?
A signature form for next year for our office. Who's
doing it? I have to get that back. Sir's got four on there for Quine Highway. And these lights on
do I sign something? Does Chuck sign something? I'm good with that, Chuck.
Well, this is for Nami.
Just make sure the change order is costing us money, not saving us money. Sometimes we save ourselves money.
A lot of times change orders are because of the bid specs weren't written very crisp.
That's where I want to...
That'd go to our engineering firm. Really, those conversations we need to have, and we need to look and see what engineering firm is causing it.
Well, he's not causing it, but I mean, Mel's the one on that specific project.
Well, that list is just six or seven projects. They're all different projects.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We said Y Highway.
There's Y Highway. There's also Holiday Hills.
Signees.
Jillian and Nikki.
Yep.
And I guess.
Okay.
Since you don't have anyone else.
We can make Bob's.
Can't trust them on that. I don't know.
What else you got?
I would like for you guys to discuss amongst yourself
maybe in a closed session about having all departments work as a team. There was a situation that happened last week.
Okay.
We just need to talk about that. Yeah.
Discuss it in a closed session.
Okay, so it's personnel people.
Personnel issues, okay. All right.
When did that get to be new?
There's another situation that happened last week when you guys
were
gone.
All right.
Should have never left. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Okay,
what
that's
else?
All I have.
You tell
them? Okay.
Welcome, Mr. Buckman.
May I have just a moment of your time? I realize you're on an agenda and we're not on it.
Yes. Here's where we're at, Bill. I don't know if you've been listening.
Sure.
But I'm not. There's been talk about changing agents.
Sure.
I've said right up front that I don't think it's the right thing to do. We tabled the issue until 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Jim's got questions. So I don't know. Would it be better if just the two of you sit down?
Well, statutorily, I just got to see what more. If we're even having a conversation that we shouldn't be having because we statutorily can't do anything.
If we followed the clear letter, Mr. Paulson can straighten me out,
sure.
We shouldn't bring the issue back up as a commission until 1 o'clock. Or can we bring it back up? If we can,
I think we ought to wait till 1 as a commission. But, I mean, what I raised was the RFQs and the RFPs, and Jim wanted some answers on those because otherwise we can't switch. But, I mean, at 1 o'clock...
Or not even switch, just even waste time talking about switching. That's the conversation this morning really kind of went longer than needed to go because we don't have answers to this statutorily.
Am I going to violate your rules if I speak? I don't want to. I'm not here to violate rules, as I've stated.
He can speak to us under administration. We can hear him, and then he can discuss it with Jim. Is that all right?
That's fine.
Take your freedom.
I appreciate you giving me just a minute.
Sure.
I'd like to first off suggest that I realize your agenda is your agenda. And I realize you're trying to get to the bottom of something that obviously costs the county a lot of money. And we respect that. And we've done our very best job to go out to the marketplace and find you a program that would fit you well. And obviously brought you two alternatives to consider. And I obviously sat here, and you gentlemen did a good job the other night working through it. And I respect your decision. If there's going to be a discussion such as what went on this morning, I would ask that Akers and Arnie be invited to the party. I just respectfully request that we be invited to the conversation and would appreciate that very much. Number two, some things were promised to you that I truly question whether or not they can be delivered upon. And I would be happy to get the commission on a conference call with a representative of Cox Health Plans to discuss that and to it back up what I'm standing here and saying right now. There were some things said to you this morning that truly come into question. We have done the work for you folks. It takes a team effort over at our office. It's a lot of work that goes into bringing you those renewals, to working the renewals, to getting the numbers down to where they're supposed to be as we take all the data that comes in and then we start to work in the negotiation area. There's a lot of hours that go into that. A lot of hours. We've done the work. And I would respectfully, once again, request to go out for an RFP or an RFQ after we've done the work. I really ask you, gentlemen, to respect the fact that there's been an agent of record that has worked hard for this county. And I just suggest that it would be a travesty. In of course, I understand I come from Akers and Arnie, but we've worked hard for this county. The national average on renewals is over 10%. And we brought you a flat, and we brought you a +4. We worked hard to get those two things for you folks. And for someone to come in here and suggest to go out for an RFP or an RFQ now, that's not fair. And to suggest that he'll write it for you to make it fit his, to make it an advantage for him.
We wouldn't allow that.
Gentlemen, that's not fair. That's not fair. We're your agent of record. And that is just not right. So I come before you to just ask that we be allowed to come to the discussion as your agent of record, as opposed to obviously we heard it and I came over to visit with you. And we've worked hard for you folks. We brought you two good renewals, two good things to work off of. And once again, as I said, I respect your decision that was made the other night. It was very, very difficult for you. And then to have, obviously we compete in the marketplace, but to have competition walk in and suggest that they have you go out for an RFP or an RFQ after all the work's been done, and then suggest that they'll write it for you. I'm sorry, I had to come over here to visit with you. And I appreciate you allowing me just a few minutes of your time to suggest those three things to you. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Bill.
Will you be here around here at 1 o'clock?
I'll be at lunch over here. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. I did bring a thing with me. Unfortunately, I hopped in the car and came, but I'll see if I can get some folks over here.
For your benefit, mm-hmm. before somebody else jumps in, this is not the way that we would enjoy doing business, and I'm talking about the sunshine law.
Yes, sir.
And us not being able just to have somebody come down and discuss a subject.
Yes, sir. And I respect that.
And that's why I may look like I'm hard, but I've been taught by Mr. Paulson that this is the law and that we got to be careful.
You bet.
So if we get into a conversation with you now, before 1 o'clock, somebody can say, hey, and they can throw a fit, and that's why we don't want to do that.
I respect
that.
At
1 o'clock, you know, we're tabled to go again, and
we'll be right here.
We can go all day if we need to. Well, I mean, seriously, we can.
Just for clarification, it may be a very short discussion, because if statutorily the requirements put us beyond the time that we need, then the discussion is over.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so that's really my first thing is I got to find out what we can do and can't do legally, and obviously that's my first and foremost. So I mean, you're invited if you want to bring a bunch of people back. That's fine. They may be a waste of time because I don't know what we're asking.
Yeah, I don't know, Jim. We respect you, gentlemen. We want to help you make the right choice. That's very important to us.
But from that aspect, I'm not going to be voting at 1 o'clock to switch from Acres to Connell or Connell to Acres, because that's not a votable item. It is strictly to say if we're going to go out for an RFQ. That's really the only, if we can even legally go out for an RFQ with the timing, that's the only thing I'm going to be working on at hopefully by 1. So,
very good.
I appreciate you allowing me just to discuss it with you. Thank you.
Any other county business?
At 1 o'clock, is there going to be questions that can be posed?
If it's relating to health insurance.
But by the public and by other elected officials, or is this going to be a commission ball game, or just that's what he's asking.
It's an open meeting. I'd ask folks to respect our time and, you know, make your points in a short order if they can.
And I've got 14 confused employees.
Well, there's probably more than 14. I wouldn't have them come
out. I'll be the speaker for my office.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're very confused.
Well, to that issue, let me speak forward. We voted whatever day it was to stick with Cox Systems, which is going to be a 4% increase to the county as well as to employees that are paying for their family members. After we made that decision, Bill spoke to that decision, there was many people came forward, didn't know what was going on, didn't have an opportunity. And I've had, and I'm sure other two commissioners had, lots of conversations. One of the most strong points is we don't want to have to pay more for our families. And so I started looking at it, and I assume maybe the other guys have too.
that's where we're at. And so before this agent thing came up at 9 or 10 o'clock this morning, whenever it was, the decision didn't have anything to do with an agent. It was only that the county commission changed their vote and possibly go, which is my leaning, to Mercy at the flat rate.
Well, what I heard this morning that floored me, and I am very confused, and my employees are confused, was the numbers given this morning.
What numbers? Where's the confusion?
Let's wait till 1 o'clock.
About it to 1, but I wanted to pose those questions if I had the right to come back at 1 and pose those questions.
Okay, you do.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Anything else that we need to do?
No, I'd like to spend a little time researching. So that's why we took the break. That's why I posted.
All right. Okay. We'll recess until 1 o'clock. All right. Thank you, everybody.